liner back, and with the legs long, your arms on either side of your trunk. And does it seem to you that your arms are of equal length, or does one feel longer than the other? It doesn't mean that it is longer, but just does it feel longer? Does one of your legs maybe feel longer than the other? And does it seem that your head is in a line above your belly button or above your pubic bone? Or does it feel like it's a line would start from your pubic bone, go through the belly button, up between the breasts on the chest, and then your head would be on that line? Or would it be off that line, a little bit to the right or a little bit to the left? And of course, we have many differences that maybe we sense or don't sense from side to side, even though when we function in the kitchen or anywhere at work, at home, we function with both the sides. So how about your face? Does it feel, do the left and the right eye feel the same or different from each other? Behind the eye, there are muscles around the eye that make you frown and wrinkle and squint. But then there are the muscles behind the eye that take the eyes to the left or to the right or up and down, that move the eyeball itself. And does the cheek on the left and on the right feel different? Most of us, when we smile, it's an asymmetrical smile, that the muscles on one side of the face are more responsive or more familiar to us. And certainly for those who have some injuries to the nervous system or to anything, that could be quite a difference side to side. Maybe even the lips feel different left and right from the middle. And the tongue in your mouth, does it seem to lie in the middle, a bit more to the left or to the right? Again, we use our mouth asymmetrically when we chew. Usually we chew more on one side than the other. So maybe the tongue becomes accustomed to being more on one side than the other. As you breathe, do you breathe through the nose, through the mouth? And if you breathe through the nose, is it more through the right nostril or the left nostril? When you breathe in, it could be one nostril more open. When you breathe out, it could be the same nostril more open, or in fact, the other one. And the air goes, of course, through the back of the throat and then into the lungs. And does it seem to you like the left and the right sides of your chest, of the rib cage, expand equally? Or does it seem to you that maybe even more air, or the air goes more to one side of the chest in the front, or the armpits in the side, or above the waist, the left or right, or backward if you feel any breath backward? And then roll your head just slowly and gently from one side to the other, and notice whether, or not notice whether, but notice what differences there are left to the right. It's so unlikely and unusual for a person to just roll their head to the left and to the right and it being symmetrical in the distance or symmetrical in the lightness or the ease of going on one way or the other. So we don't try to make it symmetrical, just notice which direction is lighter. Or further, and then we'll see at the end. So please let your head roll to the quiet middle and slowly bend your knees so that you stand both feet. And take your right hand and put the arm over the top of your head so that you're touching the left side of your head above the ear someplace. And your arm is overhead, and begin to take together with your arm your head to the right. So the head and shoulders a few times to the right and back. And you make it so small that it just feels like it's hardly any effort at all. The head, the nose stays pointing to the ceiling. And think about you're moving to the right, but have your attention on the left side of your neck. So when you bend your head to the right, not a stretch, but think as though all that left side is lengthening from the base of the skull to the bottom of the neck. And maybe you can feel also that the shoulders go to the right, that the ribs on the left from the armpits to the down. You feel that something opens there. And just stay someplace to the right. Just stay like that. And make sure you're not pulling your head too much. And imagine that as you breathe, you actually breathe more into the left side of your chest. And it's not even just imagining if there have been x-rays taken of how the lungs expand on the side that's more stretched and how they can't expand on the side that's more bent. So it's really actual. It's really true that more air will go on the left, the chest can expand. And then imagine that that breath from the inside makes more space between the ribs. So that it's not just like the left side stretches like a rubber band, but the ribs that are like wide slats on a Venetian blind can open more. And you have ribs in the armpit, you have ribs at the breast level, and there are ribs above the waist. So all are the different places where you can pay attention so that slowly your thinking and your soft breathing can open your ribs on the left side. That's nice. And then bring your head to the middle and then take it again to the right, just slowly and softly. And see if that little bit of lying and breathing made some kind of an ease for you. And then leave your head in the middle and stretch out your legs and rest. And just feel whether in that little moment of giving the left side an opportunity to become longer than the right side and to breathe into the left side, if somehow there's a change already in how the left shoulder lies or how the left side feels. And bend both knees again. Put your right hand where you just had it, over the top of your head on the left side of the ear. Put your left hand to rest on the back of the right, so you can push with the left hand and pull a little bit with the right hand. And again, a few times you go to the right, you bend to the right and to the middle. And if possible, bring your left elbow so that it is open, close to the floor. So the fingertips can point upward, yeah, or downward. Just figure out which way is it most easy to have your fingertips pointing. Yeah. So the whole chest is open and bending, and the right elbow goes upward to the wall above you. The right elbow goes a little bit downward. And then move to the right and stay there. And slowly stretch your left leg to the floor. And with your right leg, begin to push the floor so that it lifts the right hip, rolls you to the left, and keeping the elbows, and come with the hip back to the ground. So you stay bent to the right. You stand back, bend to the right. The right foot pushes the floor, and as you are bent to the right, slowly, smoothly, you find out that if you push the floor with the right foot, can you bend a little bit more to the right with the shoulders and the head? But just if it's easy, just if it's easy. It's a funny kind of thing to think that just pressing and rolling and lifting the right side of the pelvis can make a difference slowly. So you can still have time to image the ribs on the left opening between them, the ribs on the right closing together like Venetian blinds. Okay, good. Now bring your head to the middle and bend your left leg again. And see if you again take your head to the right with the two knees bent. Has something become a little bit smoother or easier, or you feel more of yourself? And then stretch back, rest on the floor. That's another opportunity to notice if there's some more change on the left side of your chest or neck or waist or even the left leg. And please bend both knees again, have the feet standing, put your hands the same way. So the right hand is over the top, the left hand is resting on the right, and slowly take yourself to the right and listen that it's the elbows moving, the ribs on the right coming closer, the ribs on the left opening, and stay to the right, stay to the right. Don't push so much, just stay to the right, and if you feel any strain in the neck, then release the push a little bit. And now please lengthen your right leg. So the left leg is bent, you're bent to the right, and like this, begin to press the floor with the left foot and roll the pelvis to the right. And breathe, and then bring the pelvis back to the floor just many times, many times. So the, and feel what happens to the ribs on the left. What happens to the ribs to the left? Is there a stretch between the left and the right sides? Can you roll over smoothly on your back? And which parts of the chest respond when you roll your pelvis? We say pelvis, but really that's just the beginning. The whole is somehow involved. Okay, and then next time your pelvis is back to the floor, bend the right leg, so you have the two legs bent, bring your head to the middle, and a few times again with the two knees staying bent, the two feet on the floor, bend your head, your shoulders to the right, and notice whether it's simpler, easier, more comfortable than at the very beginning. And if it is, where is that? Does the right side fold more? Does the right side squish together more? Is the left side lengthen more? Probably both things. And please lengthen out your legs, bring your arms down, and rest. Feel how the left side of you lies on the floor, the feeling of through your neck, the left and right, or even through your face. And in the face, the feeling through the cheeks, or just the parts that smile, through the lips, around the eye and behind the eye. Feeling of breath coming in and flowing out, and the question of does one side of your chest seem to get larger more fully and expand and allow more air to come in? And lift your head, roll your head left and right. Notice if it has improved, if the rolling has become softer or easier, less restricted in one direction or the other. And let your head come to a rest. And please bend both knees. Take your left hand now over the top of your head so that you're touching the right side of your head. And a few times, you can put your right hand on it right away. That's fine, you can do that. And as is possible, you want to have both elbows kind of back towards the floor, but only if it's possible and comfortable. If it's not, then you can change the way the fingers are pointing, or maybe it's not. Maybe the heel of the hand can rest on the, or you make a little fist even with that right hand and put it over the top. Anything that makes it possible and comfortable so that the right arm now is not a distraction. And a few times, bend to the left, bend to the left, and bend to the left. In which part of your right side do you feel like you get the most length? Because for sure you're bending to the left, so some part on the right is getting longer. And the point is to encourage the parts that don't get longer. Because we are a whole, but we are also parts. So maybe a lot of the length is coming from the waist, or a lot of the length is coming from the neck. But how is it with the chest? How can we find a way in which the ribs open up on the right and close a little bit down on the left? And stay like this to the left. Stay like this to the left. Wherever it's comfortable. And see if you can find any tension on the right side, in the neck or in the jaw. And if you can find it and if you can let it go, let's do that. In the right shoulder, in the right armpit, in the tongue, in the cheeks, in the jaw, in the wide ribs at the breast level. And come back to the middle very softly and go to the left again. Very softly so that you can listen that the tension doesn't come back in. So right from the beginning, as you move, you listen that the face stays soft, the eye, the neck, from the base of the skull to the shoulder. And stay to the left. And as you breathe, imagine that the air comes into the right lung so slowly, so slowly. Now, if the arm hurts anywhere, then shift it, change it, bring it down. It doesn't matter. What really matters is that you're just bent like this with the opportunity, the chance for the ribs on the right to get more space between them. And to use breathing and the breathing in, which in general does create more space between ribs, to really imagine the whole right side as if all the air goes forward into the chest and back to the part of the chest that normally we call the back, but it's the ribs and the side, into the armpits, into the ribs that are wide at the breast level, and into the ribs just above the waist. And the neck gets softer. Yeah, that's nice. Come back to the middle. Come back to the middle. And just take your head slowly to the left, once or twice. It's all that's needed to feel whether some of this sense or even just image. And then you can stretch out your legs and bring your arms down. It's very unusual to start listening to the chest as the pairs of ribs that are one on top of each other, that the space between them can change, can shorten one side and open like an accordion on the other. And in the beginning, you may not feel that that's what's happening. But it doesn't matter. The beginning, you create an image like that. You create the idea. It's not a false idea. It's just maybe not yet happening or not yet sensible, not yet can be sensed. But it's like looking for anything. Before you can really find it, you have to have an image of what you're looking for. And maybe these first few movements of lengthening the right side have already created some change of how you feel when you're just lying quietly. And again, bend both knees. Arrange your arms the same way, so the left hand is on the right side of your head, and somehow the knuckles of the right hand or the palm of the right hand, something that makes the right side of the neck easy and comfortable. And slowly, with the image already, with an image of spaces opening between the ribs, or like lines on a paper opening on one side and closing, or like a fan that opens on one side. And the neck gets a little shorter on the left and opens on the right, or like Venetian blinds. And then stay again. Next time you go, to stay to the left. Stay to the left. Stay bent to the left. Some place where you can stay comfortably. And slowly stretch out your right leg. Keep the left one bent. And slowly, slowly push the floor. So you begin to lift the left hip and feel or listen. If you don't hold the stomach in, let the belly out and roll the pelvis. Don't hold your breath. Just do it simply. The face muscles relax, the face, the lip. And breathe as if you're doing nothing at all. And you might find that when you roll the pelvis to the right, and the whole right side can lengthen, the elbow can move higher upward to the ceiling above, the left elbow downward, and you might be able to move your head and shoulders more to the left. And then leave your pelvis on the floor next time you come to the middle. Come back to the middle with your head. Bend both knees. And just take your head and shoulders to the left. And see if the ribs on the right have found something about opening, getting longer. And then stretch out your legs, bring your arms down, and rest. And bend both knees, arrange your arms the same way, so the left hand is on the right side of your head, the right hand on top of that. And slowly enough that you can really follow how the right side lengthens and the left side shortens from armpit to below the waist to the pelvis, bend to the left. And then stay to the left. And this time, stretch out your left leg, and slowly push the floor so the right side of the pelvis lifts. And do it small enough that the right elbow doesn't slide down on the floor, that the whole left side can stay long. The head can stay to the left, that the left elbow stays down. So you lift the left side of the pelvis. You lift the right side of the pelvis. You roll to the left. You lift the right side of the pelvis. You push with the right leg. You roll yourself to the left. Go slowly, because it's can be very confusing in this direction. It's as if you want to roll onto the left side. Okay, and then leave that. Bend both knees again. Both knees, leave your hands the way they were. Just tilt your head to the left. Tilt your head to the left and see how it is compared to what you might remember how it was at the beginning in this direction. Good. And stretch out your legs, bring both arms down. And roll your head from side to side. To notice whether the two directions have expanded or become more comfortable, if not expanded in the amount of rolling, if the rolling feels smoother or lighter. And as you then rest, just assess if you think that your legs feel more equal in length now, if they didn't at the beginning, or if the arms feel like they're more of an equal length. And how do you feel in your chest and the breathing, the air that comes in through the nostrils or leaves the nostrils, some of it going to the lung lobes on the left, some going to the lung lobes on the right? Whether it's clearer to feel that the chest moves when you breathe, not just in the front where the breastbone is, but perhaps in the sides, maybe even in the back. How would you feel an expansion of ribs in the back? Maybe a slightly more pressure or contact with the floor. Or maybe it's just a vision or an idea, but not really a sensation yet. And please slowly turn to lie on your front. And rest your forehead either on the palm of the right hand or the back of the right hand, whichever way is more comfortable to you, but the face is not turned. And you take your head to the right and then back to the middle. So you can use your left hand to help. You can leave it as it is on the floor, or you can put the left elbow in the air, so the left hand is on the floor, like for pushing, any way that you would like. But you take the shoulders and the head to the right, and just Notice if it's lighter or easier or more difficult, if you can even feel what that's like. Of course, the legs should be apart and not touching. And then wherever you can arrive, just leave yourself tilted like this to the right and just feel, how do you breathe? Is there movement? Is there movement somewhere between in the waist, somewhere between the hips and the ribs, at the waist, or above the waist? There are these really, really small ribs. And if you can't imagine ribs and you can't imagine waist, well, everybody sort of knows where the waist is, where you would wear a belt. So imagine a balloon that inflates somewhere underneath your belt on the left side, but not just on the left side to the left, but on the left side of your back. And then a number of times, listening to that balloon, listening to that expansion of air going into the left side, gently bring your left leg closer to the right one and back. And if possible, then leave that left leg closer to the right one so that your whole left side now, from the ankle through to the hip, from the hip through the waist, from the waist through the ribs at the breast level, through the armpit, through the left arm, and the left side of the neck is getting shorter, and the right side is just lying there a little bit shorter. And just breathe into the whole left side. Just imagine that all the breath goes to the left side. And if this is comfortable for you, now take your right leg a little bit to the right, a little bit more to the right, and let it stay there. And then see if you can take the left leg to join the right leg. So the whole left side is asked to lengthen a little bit more, and just stay there for a few breaths. And imagining you can even breathe into the buttock on the left, into the side of your pelvis on the left, as if all of a sudden the whole left side has acquired lungs and can expand. And the forehead is still on the floor, so that you're really just bending to the side, the left side opening and stretching, and the right side getting smaller so that the left side can get bigger. That's lovely. And then very slowly bring the left side, the left leg, more to its middle and then to where it normally lies. And then bring the right leg to where it normally lies. You arrange your pelvis and your legs to lie normally. And then when you have, bring your head and shoulders to the middle. And then just take them to the right a few times. Just the head and shoulders. Let the legs be as they are. And just notice if somehow, even without taking the legs, whether the whole left side has found a different image, a different idea of how to get long. And leave that, please. Lie on your back and rest. Your left side feel different than the right? Does it feel fuller or longer or wider? Or do you feel like you're still, even though you're lying, you think you're lying in the middle, you feel more bent, as if like a banana? Or maybe you feel more equal than you usually feel. And then would you please slowly roll to your stomach and rest your forehead on the back of your left hand. And use your right arm in any way to gently and first slowly, because there are a few things we will do that will improve. So there's no need to stretch, there's no need to hurry. You bend to the left and come back again a few times just to feel, how heavy do you feel to yourself? You have to lift a little bit, no? The head, and to clear the rubbing, to clear the friction. So how heavy do you feel to yourself through the shoulders and the head? Maybe that will change. And stay to the left. Just stay to the left. Just stay to the left, lying. Think of the neck muscles on the right side and just soften them. The tongue in the mouth, the jaw, the right armpit, and all the parts of your side on the right, not just the side, but also everything to the right of your spine. So the right of your back, at the shoulder blades, between the shoulder blades, below the shoulder blades, at the breast level. And listen, if you can imagine, if the breath goes to the right, can you really picture that you're directing it as if it could make more space between the ribs, like opening little, to peek out, opening the Venetian blinds to get a bigger view. And how far down to the waist can you imagine that you have ribs? Doesn't matter if you're right or wrong, just how far down to the waist. And if you imagine that you have lungs even in the waist, in the back, in the small of the back, on the right side, behind, in the side, even in the front of the belly on the right side. And think of that breath as just lengthening everything. It's like it softens everything from the inside. And if you are settled, if you can really lie comfortably in this position, begin to bring your right leg to the left one and back to where it is now. Just a few movements. A few movements, and feel whether this isn't just something from the hip joint down, but if it begins to affect the waist and the ribs above the waist, then you can of course stay with the right foot, the right leg close to the left one, and just stay like that. Just breathe and think and keep the left shoulder soft and the whole left side's a little shoulder, the shorter from the shoulder to the hip. And if you feel very comfortable, you can take the left leg a bit more to the left side. And then you can see how much the right leg can go towards the left leg. If it doesn't touch, it doesn't matter. Just if it goes a little bit more there. Or maybe you can leave it in a place where you can leave it. See if you can take your head and arm a little bit more to the left. Only if it's comfortable. Only if it's comfortable. Yeah. The feeling of comfort is the brain's way of saying, I'm ready for something else. I'm ready to find out if I can do a little bit more. And again, it's all the breathing into the right hip joint, the right side of your hip, where the hips are the widest. Imagine even the whole right leg has all of a sudden been equipped with a huge, long, tubular lung that goes all the way down to the ankle. And the whole right side. And it's not that you need to take a bigger breath as if you literally had to fill everything. It's just the image. It's just the image. You can take the same amount of breath, so we don't want to hyperventilate. And all the way up to the armpit and through the right side of the neck, and the tongue still soft. Mm-hmm. And then begin to bring your right leg back to lie on its appropriate position underneath the pelvis, and then the left leg to join it. Then bring your chest and shoulders and head to the middle, And just a few times, leaving the legs as they are, take the shoulders and the head to the left and find whether, without pushing, without striving, something has made it possible for you to go more easily to the left without maybe even having to lift so much, as if friction got reduced, as if you got lighter. And leave it, please. Roll to your back and rest. Do you have places where you're more comfortable lying like this on the floor? More restful? Maybe the shoulder blades lie differently on the floor, or the parts of the back that have ribs are made of ribs, or the waist or the pelvis, or how the legs lie or the arms, or if you consider the line from if you had a stick that you would put from the pubic bone upward on the belly button, between the breasts, across the chin and the nose, does your head lie a little bit more evenly in the middle line? Roll your head from left to right and feel how your head is rolling on the floor. Smoother or lighter. It's quite interesting how lying on the floor, you can be the same person, weigh the same amount, but feel either heavier or lighter. The less tension there is in the body, sometimes we feel lighter, but sometimes we actually feel heavier. Could be one, could be the other. Let the rolling come to a quiet resting. And again, lastly, lift both knees, put your feet on the floor, and interlace your hands, place them behind your head with the elbows comfortably backward as is possible, and see how you bend. You take yourself once to the right, once to the left, and see how you bend to one side, how you bend to the other. So you keep everything on the floor, you slide, you just bend. So, yeah, that's it. Once to the right, once to the left. What you did before with the arms over the top. Now, so you can go to the left. And does it seem to you like you're kind of more pliable in the middle, made out of a different substance? In the breastbone, the chest bone, in the spine, in the back. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're even aware that somewhere there's a spine that goes from low, low, low in the tailbone, up, up through yourself, all the way through to the base of your head. Good. And then leave that and slowly roll to one side. Walk up, get up. And just even feel how it's to roll, how it is to come up. It's not that the exercise is over. It's that the particular way of listening to yourself, of softening, is over and you're moving on. But the ribs can perhaps stay soft, whether you're bending them sideways or whether you're rolling over them. And for a moment when you stand, listen please to your breath. Do you find your breath through the nostrils? Into the chest, into the ribs behind, the ribs in the sides, which now your arms are hanging, maybe closer to the ribs or closer to the pelvis than they were lying when you were on the floor. gravity just makes them hang down from the shoulders, so tends to be closer. You might even find your hands are touching the sides of your hips, the sides of your legs. And then just turn to look in one direction, turn to look in the other direction. And now, of course, it's not like rolling your head on the floor. Now you have no floor, so one shoulder can go back, one shoulder can go forward. And the head stays in the middle as you turn. And just notice whether this feels a little bit easier, freer than usual. And maybe other things will feel freer, like just lifting one arm or lifting both arms. So many of the muscles that make the arms heavy are, they could go from the arm to the ribs. So when the ribs get freer, the arms can get freer. When the neck gets freer, the arms can get freer. So it's not just shoulders don't get free because we work with the shoulders, but because we have the chest freer. Or walking might be lighter somehow as the... And why is that? Is that because one side got longer, the other side got longer? It's not a question, not questions you need to answer, but just questions I say to make us realize that you can do one, something very specific on the floor, but the minute that we get up and move, the brain uses it for many other situations. It realizes that, oh yeah, now the legs are freer, the pelvis is freer. I'll use that for balance, I'll use that for walking.